Gemara in Sotah, the Gemara in Sotah says that Torah is Chilasa Gemilas Chasadim, and Sefer Gemilas Chasadim, Bershom makes clothing for Adam and Chava. At the end, Bershom marries Moshe Rabbeinu. So, what does Chazal mean by that? So, the Machshav, which the Velt says, is that if you open up a book, you don't have time to read the whole book. If you read the first few pages and the last few pages, usually you can get a feel for what the book is about. So if you open up the Torah and you see that the Torah at the beginning talks about Gemilas Chasadim, and then it talks about Gemilas Chasadim, basically the topic of the Torah is Gemilas Chasadim. The Betzim, you could have said better, the more could have said that the creation of the whole Bria is the Rishon is Gemilas Chasadim. Olam Chesed Yibonah. But the more it speaks on specific actions which the Kadosh Baruch Hu did, which are chesed. So Chofetz Chaim is like Doma to Avos Chesed. He does interesting thing. He says, I want to point out that how much the Torah is full of chesed. So he talks about in Parshas Bereishis that even Hashem Lakim Tzela, he made Adam right Rishon a wife. He was the Rokhnas Eskala, Parshas Noach. You have the fact that they covered Noach. Then you have the Avram went to save these people in the Parshas Lech Lecha. He helped the Parshas Vayera is Kulay Midas Leah Midas Achesim. Parshas Vayera is Bamash full of Midas Achesim. It starts with Bikur Charlim. It talks about Chonos Zarchim. It talks about afterwards that the pasuk specifically says by Rosh Hashanah is one of his base of Achrab Lishmar Derech Hashem Lasus Stuck on Mishpat. But Chazal says referring to Midas Chasadim. We have a Bamino davening for Stoim. We see that he mamish as it was. He was masakin himself. He put himself on the line visiting Kadosh Baruch Hu. Loit is helping the Archim b'kol koyecha, even though he did not know their malachim. Vayita eshel b'ver shava. And then Parshas Chayasara, and it continues on. It goes through Parshas Vayeta, Parshas Vayishla, Parshas Vayeshe, but it goes through each one where there's elements of gemilat chesed which are mentioned in the Torah. Okay, why? Why is chesed so important? I keep the mitzvahs. I learn Torah. I daven. What is the element that chesed adds? What is the lakuna of chesed that is so important? So there's a vort from the Altavin Kelim. And he has a ha'ara. Ma'ita eshel be'ver shava. Chazal said it's referring to Avraham Avinu. Either made put this tree there, which he could give all of his archim fruits from it, or alternatively, it's referring to the inn that he made. The pasuk says he was there for a tremendous amount of time. We have to assume that during that time, he fed thousands of guests. You know, they have some of these restaurants, they have a size, you know, million served, you know, they give you this like sign, you know, 47 billion served. Avraham Avinu had a sign over his tent, you know, each digital sign, every time somebody came in, another one was served. It gets four words. Beginning of the parsha, we have Avraham with the malachim and his mamash, pasuk after pasuk after pasuk, detail after detail after detail. We don't get the same level of detail by Yita Eshel Bever Shava. So the author says a fascinating thing, which at first glance what he's saying seems to fly into the face of what we think chesed is, and I want to clarify what he says and why it's very important to understand. He says we think the reason why Avraham Avinu did chesed, because Avraham Avinu was a nice guy. He's a sweet person, nice person. He liked people, so he went and did chesed. That's not why Avraham Avinu did chesed. Avraham Avinu did chesed because the Kadosh Baruch Hu does chesed, and because he was misdama l'karnoi, he did chesed. So there's no better place to tell us about Avraham Avinu's chesed when it was done from someone who didn't need it. The malachim did not need chesed. Avraham Avinu still does chesed. Avraham Avinu did chesed, Be'er Shava, you know, yeah, he did Be'er Shava, people needed it, so he took care of them. That's normal. That's not a chiddush. We have a nature where we're nice and sweet, but that's not why you do chesed. You do chesed because of Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to miss time on the. Now, the ultimate Kelim was a Balmaser. He was a nice person, we have to assume. And he said, you know, Don't do it because it's a nice thing, it's the right thing. Like, don't because you're nice. You know, maybe you really don't want to do it, but do it anyway because the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Like Kaddish Baruch Hu. It doesn't sound so good. It doesn't sound like the Baal Musa would say such a nusach. Like, what is he saying? Furthermore, the Rambam in Shemana Prakim, the Rambam wrote the Sefer Shemana Prakim. Usually, it's presented in the our Shas. It's presented as a hakdama to Masechta Zavos. The Rambam has a kasha. He has a stira. Chazal say in one place that a person should not say yefshi b'basar chazir. Don't say I don't like chazir. He should say I like chazir, but what should I do? The Rosh Hashanah's guys are on me. That's what a person should say. You find another chazal, which he says that a person, when it comes to the meat of chesed of rachim and these type of things, a person does it because he's forced to do it, it's wrong. So which one's right? So he says there are two types of mitzvahs. There's the mitzvahs which are the muskalias, and the mitzvahs which are the chukim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The things which are muskalias, which make sense, a person says, you know what? It doesn't make sense to me, but God says I'm doing it anyway. It means your neshama is not vibrating on the right wavelength, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to vibrate at. The chukim don't make sense to us. Why do we do them? Because Rashi said so. That's the point of a chayk. So, Vasa says, chazer? I don't know why there's any sort of chazer. I don't eat chazer. I don't like the taste of chazer. That's not why you don't eat chazer. You don't eat because Rashi said so. Because it's a chayk. It's part of the Rashi's sivuyim to us. The person along says, you know, I don't kill. You know why I don't kill? I really would love to kill. But the Russian said, don't kill. So what's kind of tongue? We have a problem with your neshama. We need to straighten you out. So the chayra, chesed, rachamim, these things are we see these bats in those intrinsic milas. And we're saying that from the altar, he's saying, you know, that Ram Avinu, the point of chesed is to teach us that you should do it because you mean mistam al karna. We're taking our Jewish philosophy 101. Hashem created the world. Why did he create the world? Because he wants to be meitiv. Zot the Ramchal, his masber, the desire, just giving tov to somebody, you're embarrassed. The person receiving, the recipient is embarrassed. The Hamad the Ksuf, he's embarrassed. He gets a handout. The Ani's embarrassed when he gets a handout. So Hashem created a world. Hashem created a world where we can be the creators of our schar. We have a hero. V'yisim ke'elokim. The nachash wasn't lying. We have the power to create our reality. And the Hashem made the nature of Adam that we want to create our reality. And we feel much more comfortable when we create our reality. And we feel uncomfortable when it's given to us. We want to create our reality. And the Bereshit allowed us to create that reality. And the Bereshit says, you know what? Then you're going to be Mizdama L'Kainai. And the Schar in Olam Haba is connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And you cannot connect to me unless you like me. So the person who's a Rasha that comes to Olam Haba, so he doesn't connect. It's not a punishment. You don't fit here. The Velt says a joke that a person was davening, he fasted, he davened, he wants to be zeichet to see Olam Haba, both the good and the bad. So his tefillah is in his kabbal, and the malach comes and they take him and they show him, he walks into this phenomenal banquet hall called Tushab Olam, sitting on the table. And everybody's sitting over there, and the mamish happy, and they're enjoying themselves, and there's some hireling, etc. Says, okay, that's the good side. He goes, they take him to the next place, walks in the banquet hall, called Tum Shabbat, was sitting on the table. And everybody's sitting there, very unhappy. So he asked the malach, I don't understand, how can this be Gehenim? Looks exactly like an Eden. He says, there's one kenach over here, the malach says. You're not leaving with your hands. It's not America. and the forks are too long to reach your mouth. So in Gan Eden, each person reaches across the table and feeds the guy across from him. The fork is too, it doesn't work. It's like too long. You can't get it to your mouth. But you can put it across the table to the other guy. In Gehenna, nobody ever thought of such an idea, and they're sitting starving, looking at the food, and they can't get it. The Rosh Hashanah is Toiv because he's a Meitiv. You want to be Mischaber to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to be a Toiv, you have to be a Meitiv. You can only connect to Toiv if you're Toiv. If you learn to be a Meitiv, so then you can connect to Toiv. The person who never learned to be a Meitiv can't connect to Toiv. So Rosh Hashanah gives us a choice: is life about ourselves or about somebody else? Is focusing on what we want or what we can do for others? The Baruch Hashem allows us to receive His presence. It's a fascinating concept, you know, that if you, in Kabbalah, there's different names for the Shechina. One of the names of the Shechina is Knesset Yisrael. The Baruch Hashem's presence is there when Klal Yisrael is a unit. And you see it. When you see a group of people, you walk into a home. You walk into a home where the people in the home are caring about each other, and they take care of each other, they take care of the community. You feel that there's something special in this place. What you're feeling is Shechina. These people are part of Klal Yisrael. They have this presence of the Shechina there. You push it. You can't describe it, why it's like that, but you can feel there's something special and different over here. The tachas of the whole Torah, is that the Bresha wants to be mated to the Bria. And the biggest hatava is that we can connect to Him. And we cannot connect to Him if we're not mitivim. Now, the person comes along and says, listen, I really don't want to be a mativ, but I'm doing it because I want to get hatava. He's not a mativ. He's selfish. It's all about me again. So there's a Mishnah that a person should not be like, shouldn't be like an Ebbuz Mishamah says a Rav, Lamanas a Kabbal Paraz. Should be like an Ebbuz Mishamah says a Rav, Shlomanas a Kabbal Paraz. So Tzadok and Vaisa came along and said, there's no scar. So it's a very funny kasha. I mean, either they were total simpletons. The Mishnah didn't say, Atikinus did not say there's no scar. He says you shouldn't be like a vodim which Mishamah says a Rav, Almanas a Kabbal Paraz. You should be like a vodim which not Almanas a Kabbal Paraz. I didn't say there's no scar. I said don't do it for the scar. So, it means there's no scar. We're out of here. We're going to make a new religion. Either they were absolutely, maybe they were, I don't know. But it doesn't sound like, you know, it's not logical to us that the issue here was pushed at the Ramarats and Gemurim and besides being and stupid idiots, and they pushed it, didn't get what he said, and mainly made a new religion because of it. Oh, you know, it happens, but you know, not me stop. They came along, I don't know what they said, I can't speak for them. They said the whole tachas is the pras. And the Rosh Hashanah created the world for the pras. So the Nevesh HaChaim says, here's the Chaim, the Rosh Hashanah created the world because he wants to give. And you're a vehicle, when you every time you do a mitzvah, you're creating a chesed for Kodesh Baruch Hu. He can give to you. He can give you a schar. Suppose you're being mated to Kodesh Baruch Hu every time you do a mitzvah. But, so you should do it for that purpose. Amanas, for the press, he says, you should reach the Madrega that, let's say the person says, you know what, Reingold, when you do a mitzvah, we're going to give it to Shulman instead. So Gavaldik, I love it, I'm happy. The Russian wants to be mated to Shulman. He can't be mated unless somebody does a mitzvah. I'll do the mitzvah, he can be mated. So I created an opportunity for the Russian to be mated to people. Why me? My goal isn't that I should get, I want to give. The biggest hatava that I can give is being allowing the Rosh to be mated. Better than be mated to me. Better than be mated to somebody else. That's what I should have said. To say that your purpose is that the Rosh should be, that the purpose should be without schar, you missed the point of the whole Bria. that the scar should be for me, I'm selfish. That there should be no scar at all, that can't be true. So I should be, do my hatov, I should do my mitzvahs, I'm a nasa version, should give a pras. Just don't, I don't care whether who it goes to, because it's not about me. It's about helping Kadosh Baruch Hu give what he wants to do. Then your mom is like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I've been here in the community 21 years. And for, you know, within Tells. Tells was a fascinating place. Tells was a fascinating place. You know, it was yeshiva. Obviously, it was a tremendous legation learning. I mentioned that the yeshiva gifted him, and he would say a shmooze. He would say there was something called shir das, something called sichum usoris. Tells it. It actually was a sign up before the shmooze, whether it was a sichum usoris or shir das, because it tells, you know. Everything has to be organized. So shir das was a shir about das. It was part of the shir working through an Indian of machshava, etc. A shmooze was a shmooze. By the Shiva, every shmooze, wherever it started, ended up talking about Torah. That was Messias. I don't care where the shmooze started. The end of the shmooze was Torah. They say that Rav Huttner, when he was with Rav Aaron Cutler, he used to always move the conversation to the word, that the Rav Aaron would have to say the word Torah. Because whenever Rav Aaron would say the word Torah, his face would light up. And Rav Huttner had such a note watching Rav Aaron's face light up. So you say, you know, I was thinking about Birchas HaTorah. You know, Rav Aaron, he probably would always move the conversation to the word Torah. Could get to see Rav Aaron, you know, being a light bulb, you know, so many times. But Rav Shiva, the word Torah by him was, there was, I don't know why. I mean, I know what he said, but Rav Shiva davened up in the front, to the right of the Aron Kodesh. It's a big base medrash. One time he says, you know what, I'm sitting like a poritz over here in front of this place. Man, I don't like it anymore. He moved to the back row. But there were benches, there wasn't tables, there was benches. So he put himself down on a shender right behind the back row and put a seat there, etc. And of course my mazel was, I sat on the last seat on the back row. So she would place himself right behind me. So for about 4 months, so finally I convinced him to go back up to the front, the Shiva davened right behind me. It was not the most comfortable tkufa of my life, having the Shiva davening right behind me. But, you know, so Shiva's name is Mordechai. So his pasuk was Mo'ahavdi Sarasecha Kolei Misichasi. That was the pasuk. Mo'ahavdi Sarasecha starts with a mem, Kolei Misichasi ends with a yud. We knew when the Shiva was about to finish one essay because that pasuk came out loud. It was never shy if the pasuk wouldn't come out loud. Mo'ahavdi Sarasecha. Like, he's most shy as one essay, but you knew that that pasuk came out with a shrine. Okay, in Tel Shiva, which there was, we didn't have off Shabbos in Tel Shiva in the winter, 6 month winter. You came. Sukkot, you went home Pesach. You stayed on the campus for 6 months. Every Bacher based manager was required to learn with a Bacher from the high school an hour a night, 5 nights a week, and on Shabbos 6 times a week, for free. Every young man was required to go to the communities. This is before the community had any kollel, etc. We had a night kollel. Every young man had to go at least once a week. Half an hour drive there, half an hour drive back. 2 hours learning with Baal Abad for free. All the Bacher Beis Medrash were expected and were asked to help make sure the young Bacher was doing okay. We would be called in. There was a vad. We would be called in once a week, once a month, or once every 6 weeks by the mashgiach. Do you notice any problems? Is everybody doing okay? Please let us know if there's any issues. There's a tremendous chinuch of Avachrayas. You don't live for yourself. You live for other people. Nefesh HaChaim. In the Hakdama of the Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhin, the son, writes, he was the Vilna Gaon's Talmud. He was a Shtigl of London. A Shtigl of Thomas, it was Talmud, Reb Chaim Volozhin. Reb Yitzchak writes that he heard from his father multiple times that the Ikrat Tachas of the Rias of Adam was the Harlach Rina to help other people. I once heard this, the same idea for Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Atzal. So he used to have a shiur Thursday nights So after the shiur, there was questions on any topic. The topic of the shmuel and any other topic, etc. And they would have recordings of it. They would get 90-minute recordings, so the shiur was about 80 minutes, and you get the first 10 minutes of the questions. The questions were always fascinating. So somebody asked him, like, you know, there's such a matzah out there, and he spoke about the importance of doing chesed, etc., you know, so why don't we take the bachim out of yeshiva, and they should go out and do kirba chaykim. So he says, you know, if you're walking along the banks of a river and you see somebody drowning, there's no shallow, you should jump in to save him. But there's one exception. If you don't know how to swim, please don't do it, because we'll have to save two people. We don't send the bachim out because they don't know how to swim yet. So what do we accomplish? Now we have two people we have to save. So the Chazanish said that when a person's sitting and learning himself, A, sitting and learning is Talmud to the whole Bria, but he's preparing himself for that he'll be able to have what to give to others. But to sit and learn just for yourself, that's selfish. You're sitting and learning because you want to become that person that you should be, the husband that you're supposed to be, the father that you're supposed to be, the member of the community that you're supposed to be, the member of Klal Yisrael that you're supposed to be. You'll have the wherewithal because you developed through your knowledge of Torah, through your avodah, through your you have what to give. You became a better person. Primarily, you can be made to others, but to sit and learn just for yourself and just think about yourself. I'm a bacher. I don't care about anybody else. So that not. So I'm here in the community for 21 years. All the different things, and I find that you know there's the X amount of people which are the volunteers of the community. You know, there's an event that's happening. You know, so and so and so and so and so and so they volunteer. Different event, so and so and so and so and so and so. Right, pointing on money and money and pointing and pointing on money and money and pointing again and again and again. Where's everybody else? They're busy. I understand. Everybody, you know, their wife, their kids. You know, charity starts at home, right? Sometimes you wonder, like, exactly, you know, the charity starting at home, exactly what that means. Rabbi Yankel Miller, the Batkin, says a story that it was Erev Pesach. So Reuven walks into the Beis Medrash and he has to prepare, whatever. He sees Shimon sitting over there, sitting and learning. Now, Shimon wasn't the biggest masman in the world, you know, but Shimon's sitting and learning Erev Pesach. So he says, Shimon, like, you know, your wife doesn't need you at home. My wife told me, listen, Shimon, the biggest chesed you can do for me right now, the best help you can do for me is just get out of the house. Go to base manager. So I'm being made to my wife. I'm sitting and learning. My wife told me she just has to go to base manager. Good. After an hour, Shimon's about to leave. She gets up to leave. So the woman says, "What happens?" He says, "There's a limit how much you have to help." It's a latzonis. The Torah, it's close to giving us chesedim. It's never giving us chesedim. And we're saying the yesod, because the whole yesod of the Torah is that we have to become people which pushing for daigiv by the other people. That they understand that their focus is outward, not inward. The Avraham Avinu, who is the miyasid of Klal Yisrael, is beikir, he's known to us as the Mura Chesed. It means the foundation of the Klal Yisrael is the Mura Chesed. The foundation of the Bria is Olam Chesed Yibona. The Yotzer Yolam is you're going to create something. You're going to create something beyond you. That the tachlis of the Torah is Brias Adam is the Harlach Rini. That when it comes down to the practical day-to-day things, I'm too busy. We're not doing a good job being mechanic in our base manager. Whatever base manager is. The Volba, in his Ali Shur Chelabes, he has the section on Chesed. So he has the bottom, the part that they're working on the union of Chesed. So he says the first thing he tells the Chabur he wants them to go out the first 2 weeks. 2 weeks, don't do anything. Just think. Three times a day, you meet somebody, random person in the street, and think about what that person really needs. For 2 weeks. Three times a day, you go into the pharmacy, and you see the pharmacist. What do you think that person really needs in his life or her life? You meet the postman. You say, you know, what do you think is really important to him? What do they really want in their life? You meet a guy on the street walking his dog. You say, you know, what does he need? What's important to him? So after 2 weeks, they come back and they have the next vow and they report. And basically, it was a fascinating thing. Most people basically reported that most people are very similar to me. Like they have the same needs as me. You said, that's great. You basically, all you did was you projected your own needs onto everybody else that you saw. You didn't see anybody else but yourself. In other words, Buzz, you blew that one. I mentioned to you I had a chaver in yeshiva. Shonis Bal Chesed. He would set the whole dining room for a bris. You know, 300 people to be seated for a dining for a suda all by himself if necessary. Chesed for somebody else. So we had a mutual chaver. It was like a shikl mentor to him, an older chaver. He says, you know, so and so is Bal Chesed. He'll run to the ends of the world to do a chesed for somebody. But for the life of the man, he cannot figure out what anybody needs until you tell it to him. The challenge over here is not to do. It's to really notice and really care. If you really notice and you really care, there'll be times you can't because you're very busy and you have other responsibilities. But if you really notice and you really care, you will do. If you've made your focus in life not inward, but outward, it's not about what you want and what you need and what and I. Once you see, once you notice, and once you care, it's almost impossible not to do. But if we don't see, we touch it, don't see. Every once in a while, I have, you know, a bachur comes to me and says, you know, or not so much now because I'm not so involved with the bachur, but you know, that, you know, I notice that this other bachur, he really is not so happy. He's having frustrations. He's depressed. He's, you know, maybe you can speak to him. So sometimes I wonder, why didn't I notice myself? So, because I'm not busy thinking about the bachur all the time. So I'm wondering, like, you know, that the person who came to him wasn't his best friend. So maybe that friend noticed and didn't say anything. It's also possible sometimes. It also happens. But sometimes people don't notice. I didn't really realize that you're so sad. I didn't notice. What do you mean you didn't notice? It's another bachur yeshiva. You didn't notice. The fellow's sad. The fellow's frustrated. I look back to my years in yeshiva and I had the same problem. I think the biggest challenge of the dating process and the transition from dating into engagement into marriage is this, you know, dating is great. Dating is about, I'm looking for the girl that I want who will fulfill my needs so I can build the home that I want. And you might notice that most of the words over there are about me and I. You get engaged, and all of a sudden you realize that it's about what your wife needs and wants, and your focus is to take care of her. It's like a 180-degree turn. And then it's about your children. And then hopefully it's about your community. It's the first time that Bachar basically goes through life. It's all about him. Not healthy. Because that turn is very hard. And we don't want to wait till that happens to be able to do that, to have to do that. So what the Alter is saying is not that you shouldn't be intrinsically somebody that cares. Of course, that's what it means. But you have to understand that this is more than that. This is what the whole Bria is about. This is what life is about. This is the tachlis of why you're here in this world. You're here in this world to come from being a person who's interested in himself to becoming a person interested in the people around them. That is the whole reason why you're here. You will do that by tremendous hasmada in Torah, because if you'll truly learn Torah the way it's supposed to be, it will open up your eyes to understand and to see and to notice the needs of other people. It'll give you the clarity of understanding what the world really looks like. You do that through tefillah. Tefillah is dafka b'lashon rabin. You do that through ma'asim of chesed. You do that, you're feeling like Christ to Klal Yisrael. You do that because, and then you do the chesed. And then, as life moves on, you have more and more opportunities to taka, become that person. The moral says, "Rechamot zavi yasa b'tayra." So taka hard, you know. So what's the pshat? You taka have less time to learn, but your learning has a different quality to it, because the quality of a person who sees the bria the way it's supposed to be. I'll close with this. The Taurus of Rome has an awesome thought process. So a person who's echerish, he's a deaf mute, is not considered bardas. It doesn't mean he's not intelligent. The Rekhan also not a bardas. The Vilna Goyen, when he was 12 years old, was not a bardas. The Vilna Goyen, I have no doubts about it, he was very smart when he was 12 years old. You know. They say, I don't know how old he was, 10, he did Zvach HaManachas in one night, you know. And I said, well, sorry, he made a Kabbalah, but he's going to finish Zvach HaManachas. So he said, I forgot about it. So he, like, I think he was 10 or 11 years old, he did Zvach HaManachas in one night. I don't think most of us can do that yet. Now, most of us can't, right? I can't. But some of you can't either, but I for sure can't. But he wasn't a Bardas. A person who is a cheresh is not a bardas. So there's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that a person who is not osim yeshiva shalom is pasal edus. So what's wrong? He plays poker. He makes his pranasa on paying poker online. Pasal edus. The Gemara says not osim yeshiva shalom. He says because you don't really understand the world. I see an interaction between two people. I see an interface between two people. I see a transaction. I don't really get what happened, because I'm focused not on being part of the world and really understanding what's happening. I'm focused on myself. I buy lottery tickets and I win the lottery. That's how I make my money. I play poker. It's the same thing. It's all gambling. Just over here it's less money and you get bigger rewards maybe. The person who has to work and he has to interface with people and he understands how the world works. If a person can't communicate, he's not part of the interface of what's going on in the world. He can be the smartest person in the world. He doesn't really understand what's happening. He doesn't really have a das of what's happening. You can't understand Shas until you're part of Yeshua Shalom. You can be the most brilliant person in the world. You cannot understand Shas, because Shas is not about it's not intellectual derivation. It's about what Chayim is. You can't understand Baba Basra. You can't understand Baba Kama. You can know the words. You can say all the lumdis. What the more is really saying, and how it's really supposed to play out in reality, you don't get, because you don't understand reality. You live in a bubble. Until person Sharbalisha, Sharbalatara, that's what it means. When a person lives when Achray is for another person, which Pashat, it's mamish, part of his mahus, that you can understand what it means, the Achray is not to be mazik. You understand what those words mean yet. I know what the words, I can memorize the words, etc., that land, the stodom, etc., but what it means not to be mazik, you have no idea what it means. So you understand what it means, anasan kriva, you're living with somebody, that Pashat, you can be mazik at any, with one word, with a half a word, with an eyebrow. You understand what it means not to be mazik. You don't see what it means to be gezel from somebody, take away something that they deserve. Gezel ani bebatechem means you didn't say hello. You know what that means? So you live with somebody that not saying hello, pashut, kills them in their heart. You know what it means? Gezel. Lumdis. I'm talking about Baba Kama. Retoch Baba Kama. Retoch Baba Metzim. Retoch Baba Basra. I'm not talking about, you know, we were learning Saita, you know. Kedushin. We're talking about, you know, Kol Reitz L'Hachim Yasas Dini Mominis. You don't get it. You understand what it means that the two partners, what they're really saying. You don't really get the argument in Beis Din until your mom is part of the world. So you don't understand Torah. Torah is the description of the interface between man and man. There's very little in the Torah which is about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not theology. The study of God. It's the study of man. Until we become Metivim, until we start seeing the other person where he really is, we don't really understand Torah. And that's the avodah that the Bereshit made us, that dafka not. Because Torah is the handbook to understand what man is. And we don't understand ourselves, really. So we understand the world around us as well. So the avodah is, while we're sitting and learning, to learn to notice the person next to you, and care enough to notice the person next to you. And if you can be meitziv, to be meitziv, it'll be at least care enough and to notice.